Hi, I'm Will Growley. I'm 18 years old, and I'm going off to Radford next year. I've been going to this church for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. One of the things that this church has given me that has stuck with me through all these years, and I hope will stick with me through the rest of my life, is the companionship of friends. I was able to really get to know all of my friends from this church through the activities that this church offered, like Shrymont, the gala, and all of the youth activities that we did. I remember those fun times we had when we would go cosmic bowling at midnight and listen to the crazy music that they had. We would have lock-ins at the church and watch funny movies and all the pool parties with great food. And what really made that fun, all those activities, all those fun times, were the people there. It was the friends that really made it fun for me. Other events like the fair and the gala, they weren't only events where we could help the church. It was events where we were able to get to know each other, and I thought that was really great. Shrymont was one of the most fun times I ever had. I remember catching salamanders, fishing, and getting into water balloon fights and water gun fights, and maybe upsetting Mr. Mumma a little bit too much. But what really made that fun was the friends. Friends catching salamanders, friends catching fishes, friends having water balloon fights, and friends upsetting Mr. Mumma. When it came down to it, I found that my church friends were the ones I could really count on throughout all of the years, through middle school, through high school, and hopefully now through college. And I know, and I hope they know, that I got their back, and I know they have my back. Thank you.
Well, now most of you know me. I'm Drew Smith. I've been going to St. Francis all my life. I've known many people, like Dan Swingers. I've known Will, Virginia, George Merker, since I was like 2 years old. And I've had so many great memories from and through St. Francis that it really has just had a huge impact on my life, and it's a part of my family to me now. Like, my friends, like Will is like a brother to me. I've known him for so long and so well. Virginia is like my sister. Mother Penny is like my mother. Father Allen as well. He's been a great influence as well on my life. He's helped me out. Good advice, Mr. Pan. He's my scout master, almost an Eagle Scout, and he's been pushing me, sarcastic, and he's a great guy. And just all the experiences I've shared with everyone here, Shrymont, the country fair, I'll always remember them. They're part of my teenage years, my youth, and that's what this is about. It's about Youth Sunday, and I'll always remember all these memories. And my parents are also, like, they've always been there for me. Grant's my brother, even though he's not here. But I still love him, and I love everyone else here. So thank you.
Picture a crisp fall afternoon. Picture colorful leaves on the ground. I can hear Mr. Merker calling for everyone to join in the hayride, and Mr. Beer enticing people to purchase raffle tickets for a good cause. And of course, the difficult run jazz band entertaining us with jazz pieces that delight everyone. I can even smell the delicious barbecue and grilling of hamburgers. Of course, you know I'm talking about the country fair here at St. Francis in October. When Father asked me to think of a time that I saw the presence of God here at the church, I immediately thought of the country fair. Even though I've been that kid running around every year playing games and getting as many tombola jars as possible, I think there's nothing better than seeing little kids having a good time. Laughing, running around, smiling, and getting more food on their shirts than in their mouths shows me the presence of God in the most purest form. I'm sure everyone can visualize what I'm talking about. Children running around in organized chaos that spreads happiness to everyone present. These feelings become more and more contagious. To me, this is how God shows himself in our lives. Every day, we see little things that make us happy or make us smile, and I know this is God just trying to brighten our day. I see God's presence in everyone's smile here at St. Francis, especially at our country fair.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lee. As many of you know, I'm going to graduate high school this Thursday. Honestly, as long as Will and Drew are there also. Honestly, all I can say is thank the Lord. To help us figure out what to say, Alan suggested that we talk about how we have experienced Christ at St. Francis to identify a definitive memory in our lives where the Lord has been present. I've been going to this church since I was 2 years old, so for the last couple weeks I've been sifting through 15 years worth of memories, trying to find that special one. And I'm incredibly indecisive, so this was kind of a challenge. How am I supposed to differentiate between catching my first fish at the pond at Shrinemont or singing my first solo in the junior choir when I was in fourth grade? How can I possibly choose between a life-changing pilgrimage to Assisi, Italy, and an eye-opening, humbling mission trip to Dungannon, Virginia? To me, they were all equally amazing, different, but extraordinary nonetheless. I'd be lying if I said I ever had a truly definitive moment, because every moment I have shared with you all at St. Francis has been a truly definitive one. I know that sounds like cheating, but it's not. I just can't express how much this church has meant to me, how it will always be my home. Now, I may have a different way of looking at it, but to me, God has always been about the little moments. God has always been the people around you, whether they are strangers, friends, or family. I see God in the generosity and compassion of this congregation during fundraisers and benefits. I see God in the patience, wisdom, and spirituality of the clergy. I see God in the energetic and talented choir and the amazing music they bless us with. I see God in people like Father Allen, Mrs. Coombs, and Mr. Kearns as they've guided me and encouraged me as I struggled through the last couple years. I see God in the friends that I've known since I was two and the priceless memories we share. I see him in my loving family without whom I honestly don't know where I'd be. God to me is this never-ending source of love and stability, and I find this all in St. Francis and in you all in front of me. So today, I'd just like to say thank you to you, that everyone here has changed my life, and also to thank God for those 15 years of definitive, special moments I've had here at St. Francis. I am truly blessed. We are all truly blessed to have each other in this church. Thank you.